What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Good morning.
Cheers to life.
It's plenty.
Ching ching.
It's plenty. Hey. Don't ring that bell again.
Ching ching.
Mommy water bell.
It has a mommy waterish. Mommy waterish entry.
You know, I can't get over the fact that you call it a mommy water bell.
That's what he calls it.
Have you been to a mommy water world before to understand?
There's a master class at mommy water. So listen to it again. Okay, ring. People listen. Ring that bell with your full heart. What can this bell be for? Has to be evil.
Evil.
Like those cartoons, you want evil.
That's how you know they're coming for you.
Evil.
It's just, it's even funny. I can't even keep a straight face. When you're
evil.
Good morning, Lagos!
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
The reason why we're trying to wake you up is that, you know, the streets are empty today.
It shocked me.
I'm wondering, I mean, when we were driving down here, I was wondering what exactly was going on.
It shocked me.
Let it not be that something has happened. I had to turn on my radio.
To say, what is this?
What's going
what
on?
What is rapture?
What did I miss?
Rapture.
If it's rapture, it will happen from your compound.
I didn't.
Hey.
How many people did you see?
Church, you know she's a PK. The pastor's kid.
I saw all of them going to work.
No guarantee.
Church. I will deal with you later.
I would love you to deal with me.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
What? No, these are the disadvantages of presenting with beautiful women.
Oh.
It gets you to... No, really. It's a privilege. It's an honor to be with two beautiful women. Minimum.
We are blushing.
Because some days you have six.
My brother.
Blushing.
My sister. Minimum. Minimum. You know, they have brethren.
Brethren
be sister.
And sister. Mm-hmm.
Two. Every day, minimum wage. So it's nice. You know, I don't know what your job looks like. Some offices I go to, I check it out. What do they look at?
So the beauty of working in a media house is that you have access to all kinds of women. Tall, short, long.
It depends on what you mean by access.
All right, well, it's 11 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos.
God.
I'm Mary Anacole. Stretch.
My name is Stretch, Stretch. I'm your lover. I'm your friend. It depends on which side you want to put me on.
Oh,
none.
My God.
None of these sides.
Whatever.
Because I have one side. That's the only Azazibu side.
I wasn't talking to you.
Excuse
now.
Me, sir. Who are you talking to now?
To the listeners.
To the listeners. Church, you're too much.
I love you.
Guys, this is what I have to deal with every morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even be serious.
Those that are serious
are in the hospital.
Get out of the studio, both of you.
Shaba. We're showing you love, boo. We're showing you love.
Auntie, no.
Well, it's going to be giggles, fun, great conversations, serious conversations, information. Of course, we're here to make sure that you enjoy your mid-morning.
Yes,
so
we
from
are.
Now till... 12 o'clock in the afternoon, we are offering nothing but spice.
Atarado.
A lot nice. Atarado. Yeah, yeah.
That's how Marianne says. Atarado.
That's my name, baby.
Atarado.
Oh, I shouldn't put you in my eyes.
Because I will papa you.
Uh-oh.
You have a minor in the studio, though.
Who?
Me.
How?
I'm Smolly.
Who's deceiving you?
She even occupies more space.
Yay! Shots fired.
Why are you looking so hot today?
Yeah.
Miss Eta, well done.
Good morning, sir. Greet you, sir. Yes, sir. Well done, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, that's how we do respect here. When they greet you somehow, you know, when you say good morning, sir, you're saying you are mates.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That means that you're above us.
Anyway, well, Stretch, as much as it's a good day for us to, laugh and joke about stuff, I started with that music from P Square because you really know easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every single day, we want to start out with what the people are feeling because we are part of you. We are with you.
Yes.
So let's just start from where we can start and move to where we can move to. Just have a few minutes to do this. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to go to Abuja first, and I want to go. Well, I want to go around Nigeria. Let me say, problem and solution. Problem, insecurity. Solution, send children home. Problem, attacks by bikes. Even as we have Tucano and different helicopters. Solution, ban bikes nationwide. Problem, explosion, terrorist explosion, blowing up churches and all. Solution, don't carry gas cylinder in your car. Yeah? The problem, crude oil you extract from the ground, you need to refine. Solution, export it whole. And just send it for other people to refine for you. These is how we've seen problems being solved in a country like this. The president of this country, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, who, by the way, is going to Monrovia to speak to them about security. And he has been invited. He's gone to do that. And we wish him well. He'll come back here to meet us. And problem, any problem we have in this country, every problem we've had in this country, I believe that it just could be solved by thinking. By thinking.
Are you in any way insinuating that we do not think? We do not use our thinking faculties in Nigeria? Is that what you're saying? Are you insinuating that the powers that be do not think?
Okay, I'm just telling you the solution to the problem. And if the problem hasn't been solved, you could be right. Yeah? So if we think we will not take crude oil, export it whole, and pay subsidy to import a part of it. If we were thinking we will not buy jets to get terrorists where they're hiding and ban bikes to avoid insecurity.
Absolutely.
If we were thinking as a nation, we will not all be looking at terrorists, will not be sending us videos and we'll be reacting. The latest guy that was released spoke.
Yeah.
He said the government of the nation had nothing to do with him being set free. He's been set free. So his family put together money and he's free after 140 days in
captivity.
And from the geography I did in secondary school, there is the mangrove swamp. And as you go further north, it's savannah, and how thick is the Sambisa forest? How thick are these?
That's like jam question.
That you can't get into it in 4 months.
Yeah,
these are the problems we see.
I've spoken with security experts.
Yeah,
ranging from the DSS to soldiers to Air Force retired officials, and they'll tell you that it may not be as complicated as it sounds.
Okay.
But that if we were able to use, the fighter jets in quotes.
Yeah, they should be able to spray.
And drone technology, we can find these guys.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult from the top.
Yeah.
But then on the ground, our forces are thinly stretched.
Okay.
Which also is debatable because I keep asking, is it that we do not know where they are or we cannot go to where they are? That question has never been answered.
If you do not
because
know
I
where
do not,
they
because
are.
Because I do not think that the issue is we do not know where they are.
I think we do know where they are.
So the issue could be between
we don't have
what it takes to go there or we're not willing to risk anything.
Okay, let me just drop this story. This one might be unrelated to this, but I think you added up. When there was a looting in one of the shopping malls in Lagos, 700 people were apprehended. That went to loot. How did they get them? Everybody attacked a certain cell site. If your phone was on and you were using a certain cell site, they got them by their phone numbers and 700 people were arrested.
Yeah.
Now, someone is calling me from where they are and asking to give 100 million, 20 million, 15
million. What happened
to
those cell sites?
What happened to the technology? They used a cell site to talk to me. What happened to the technology? So I think it's not the inability to get them, but it's the lack, we don't have the willingness to do this. I don't know why, but I think Nigerian military, we are equipped.
Yeah.
I mean, some time ago,
we can't do this.
Somebody was caught from outside this country and brought back. Yeah, different things are happening. So I'm just saying
Just add, with the aid of the security agencies in that country.
So let's ask for help.
You see, this is a debate that we can have forever.
Never, yeah.
When I talk about we used to, at some point, there were missionaries from South Africa who helped us.
Yeah.
What happened?
We had unconfirmed reports that they had to leave. But let's also let them know that this part of the discussion, not for us to talk about.
No,
this
we're
is
not.
Us. This is
we're
our,
just ranting.
This is our family.
We're just ranting this morning.
Yeah.
It's a sound off.
Yes.
It's a sound off.
Yeah, it's a sound off. If you're going to call us and talk about this, we will not answer you.
But sincerely, we're just saying that there are problems that are being left unaddressed.
Lots of problems.
And then the way that it's being addressed, we're wondering, is it a solution-seeking address?
Or is it just nothing?
Beating about the bush.
Yes.
We know what to do, and when we're ready, we'll get it done.
When are we going to be ready?
We'll be ready.
Well, how many more people have to die for us to be ready?
Because that video actually is still traumatizing me.
Yes.
It's still affecting me.
And did you see the video of the bandits that was interviewed by a reporter? How did they get him to have that interview?
Don't forget, the man who was turban said that they literally begged him
to get turban.
That was annoying. I read that.
But maybe he's lying. Yes, these people tell a lot of lies.
It's possible.
Yes. Nobody begged him.
They're just trying to make our emirs look bad.
Yes, they didn't beg him.
Sarcasm fits.
No, it's not. I'm being real. So they begged him. Then he came. Then he brought 1,000 of his people to come and say Rankadede, and nobody caught them. No.
And nobody even called the police. Nobody tipped anybody up.
The police were even there. In the pictures we saw police people there.
The governor said next time he comes, they will arrest him.
Next time he comes. So you see,
I posted that. Remember? We're yet to find him when he comes again.
So that shows that the governor is actually doing something, waiting for his next visit.
Exactly.
So let's just not think that they're not doing anything about it.
Exactly.
So we lie in wait.
Yes, we will wait. All the security agents are going to wait. And he said it in the media. I'm sure these bandits don't read news. They don't know that they're waiting for them.
They are waiting for them. Exactly.
So they will come and not attend.
Exactly.
And then, bitchy come.
Bitchy come, he said.
That is how the, that's how the handcuff just
that Ghana holds him.
Bitchy is good. He's finished. Let him come again. They should tell him there's a second turban. Oh, God. The man is doomed. If he comes for that second turban, bet me, I don't know why Nigeria said it. Believe you me.
It's stretched for me today. Yeah, it's just
no,
it's
for
you
real.
For me.
I kid you not.
He's just
I'm telling you
vibes.
That today I know that some governors are working. That the signal from the police, you can't just send the police commissioner.
Church, I'm sorry to cut you.
You don't look sorry.
I don't have to.
Yeah.
It disturbs me. I'm trying not to use too much English.
Okay.
That we have so many. Have you tried traveling on the express anywhere, whether it's from Port Harcourt to Benin?
Policemen, army.
We have so many of those checkpoints harassing you, harassing me, fleecing off our monies.
Exactly.
Whoever can decide that we're putting them on the chopping board, that's fine. But then these people can move in their thousands from one place to another, be turbaned and party and go back to wherever they came from, and we don't know where they are.
They were not ready for them. You can come and be turbaned, and they were not ready to arrest.
They didn't know you were coming.
How do you arrest 1,000 people on bikes? How do you do that? How do you arrest? Yeah, you mean 1,000.
But can you pursue and at least apprehend a few
with jets?
No, it's not.
No,
even on land.
I mean, on land.
So let me give you. Precedence has it that when 200 of them came, Dapchi, Chibok, and nobody pursued. They came to the airport in Kaduna.
We saw
tarmac.
That.
They came on
we
the tarmac.
We saw that.
So if you can do that, so maybe there's something about pursuing people on bikes that is dangerous. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're looking like you don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I'm processing this.
Yeah, so like maybe, I know that in every airport there's an Air Force base or something of sorts. So maybe 200 bikes, it's quite difficult for you to aim at. You can't shoot at. You'll be looking at who to shoot at and all. So there must be a solution. There must be an answer. And I'm sure heads are rolling for those times they came on bikes. And yeah, I'm sure.
How are you sure?
Heads should roll now. When you come into
but you see, you're a journalist. You have to be factual. Are you sure that heads are indeed rolling?
That, I'm sure I said, is like a vote of confidence. I mean, the powers that be, a vote of confidence. I mean, when such a thing happens, something has to happen now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So something has to happen for something to happen.
Yeah, 200 bikes.
Just in case you're wondering, it's What's Up Lagos. So, but this is our sound off. Every morning, we have to sound off on these issues.
Let it out, purge ourselves.
Yes. So that we can scream and shout at the top of our voices.
What's Up Lagos.
Just like that caller yesterday, say, if you follow Nigeria problem, you don't go happy. So we want to be happy.
Yes, please. So once we have let this out, we can go. What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Cheers to life. So this morning, we're going to be talking about hireability, if there's a word like that. Mm-hmm. Are you hireable? I'll tell you why we're asking this question. There are lots of people who don't treat businesses, work that is not their father's work, as if it were important or valuable. So they show up when they like, they treat the equipment whenever, however they like.
The toilets
they
are
use
horrible.
The data as they like. Yeah. If there's free Wi-Fi, they make sure that they download everything downloadable and leave some things on.
Mm-hmm.
If there's free anything, they just misuse it.
Yes.
And they give a little less than nothing.
Yeah.
And so I always ask, if the tables were turned and this was their business,
Would they treat it the same way?
Okay. Again, I'm asking, if you were to hire somebody and that somebody was you, would you hire you?
Wisdom. So if you were to hire someone and the person had your character, your behavior, sometimes you go to you go to an office and this phrase, they give you the phrase, they say like, is it your father's business?
Why are you always so serious about
is it your father's job?
Is it your father's company?
So the question is, if you were a boss,
the employer,
HR person, you want to employ, so would you employ somebody of your quality?
Will you even employ yourself? Would you give yourself a job?
Don't look back, you.
Yes.
Would you employ
yourself? How employable are you? We're talking today with employers, we're talking to employees, that's us. And these employees mean all of us.
All of us.
How employable are you? We're not just going to talk about it on our own, but we want people to share experiences. If you're an employer, if you're an employee, we want to share those experiences. But first, we're going to have a guest joining us at 10:30.
Yep.
He's an HR expert. He's joining us live on Zoom. Okay. So if you want to be part of the conversation, listen to us. Go facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM Lagos. We're going to be live also on YouTube, and you can be part of the conversation on our Twitter and, of course, on WhatsApp. So don't be left out on this conversation. I think that this concerns all of us. Whether you are doing petty business, whether you're a tailoring business, hairdressing,
anything,
whatever it is.
Anything.
Yes.
Yes.
How hireable are you? You know, it's even worse when you have domestic workers.
Yeah.
They stay for 2 months and then they disappear.
I want to go home.
Yeah. My auntie is sick.
I have to go see my mother.
My grandmother is sick.
I'm good for Christmas.
And they don't come.
We're going to talk about all of that right after the break. Yes, we will go for a break in a few seconds. After that break, we will be talking about hireability. If you were to hire you, if you were an HR person and you start in front of you,
you go hire yourself.
Will you hire yourself?
Yes.
We'll be right back after the break. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, I would told you, HR person is going to be on with us in a few seconds. And we're asking, so while we're waiting to join up with him, we want to just ask you, think about it, run it through your mind. Your kind of person, are you employable? Yeah, and that phrase, is it my father's business? What's your problem, Steph? Is it your business? Are you the owner of the company? Are you the MD's kid? Or stuff like that. So let's just know yourself. Do you think you are of employable quality? You know people who you think won't be employable in such situations. Yeah? When you come to an office, you find people who do the overtime, and some people don't even know why they do it. Not because they're going to be paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it because that job hasn't been done.
Yeah.
And someone's saying, why are you, let's go join me at the office first. The work doesn't finish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We continue tomorrow.
Work doesn't finish. We continue tomorrow. Please, I can't come and keep myself.
I can't come and keep myself. What is it? What is it? I mean, so the big question this morning, before we get our guests to join us live, we're asking, can people work with you?
Yeah.
Are you somebody that people can say, she's very easy. Like, I like Stretch. Stretch, you know, they give me wahala. Mm. You know, that's why me and him were even working together, because if he's doing any, we just send him out of this.
Are you leaving what we're talking about to another thing?
Is it not the same thing?
Oh, wow.
Why are you afraid?
I'm not afraid. I'm just scared.
Anyway. Anyway, we're asking Lagos, can people work with you? Are you a difficult person? Or are you easy to work with? Are you just there at your job just to earn a living? Just put food on your table. I beg, I can't be bothered. Don't stress me. I'm not even trying to value add.
Just are you just in that bubble? Only you. Mm. You only know you and around you.
Me, myself, and work.
Yes. This receptionist, where is she? She's been fired 7 months ago. I didn't know.
Who is she, Steph?
Who is she, Steph? You know, are you that kind of person?
Again, do you make the job easy or do you make things really complicated so that everybody runs away from you? Just say, no, that woman, I don't want. And if the tables were turned, would you employ you? I asked that question earlier on.
Good question.
So let's do a quick self-check today, Lagos. Let's check our attitude towards work, our workplace culture.
Yeah.
Are we hireable? If I were to contact you, if I were to come in contact with you, I met you at your place of work for the first time, what impression would you leave with me? Would I want to come back and say, wow, I met this guy that was that made it very easy for me in Cool FM? Nigeria Info, or let's just say in AIM.
Yeah.
I met this nice receptionist and I want to go back there. Or would I say to Fiakwa?
I will never go back again. You know what these questions we're asking now, I don't think anybody will call and say, I am not hireable. I mean, everybody might think they are wonderful people.
Yes, but we're asking people to share their experiences, workplace experiences. Mm-hmm. And why do you think people, if they are difficult, are difficult?
Why do you think they are? What do you think makes people difficult?
Is it the toxic nature of the workplace?
Is this your upbringing?
Wow. Wow. Join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. And you can also be part of the conversation. We are live, facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM Lagos. And we're also live on YouTube. You can send us a WhatsApp message. Let's talk about workplace culture. Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you before we get our guests to join us. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
You got
to life. All right, go ahead.
I just wanted to share. I was listening to you people, and it's got to do with this being employable.
Yeah.
Many of the people that I see, especially in this part of the globe, don't even look at themselves from the other side of the table. That is like, They could write a resume, for instance, a CV.
Okay.
And they don't think before they write the resume. They just put something together. Like, I did have one lady. I don't want to put her name. So she was there. She probably was a guy's boy. She would say, I have these numbers that they can reach me on. You can call those numbers, and they are her old numbers that she has.
So hold on. The numbers never go through?
Yeah, they're dead.
Wow.
Oh.
They're dead.
So.
Then I said, how do you want to be rich if you are looking
for a job? Does she want to be rich?
Then I look at her email address. I'm talking about somebody looking for a job in an office. And she puts an email address, Yahoo Sexy Bender, something. And I look at her and I don't think that this is a club. So you have made yourself unemployable.
I
mean, put yourself in the other part of the table.
Yes. I want to let you go because we want to give everybody 60 seconds so that we can quickly get our guests to join. Interesting point. When you put a CV or resume together and you'd say, I can work under pressure. I can do this and do this. When the pressure comes.
And your email address is Yahoo Sexy Bomber. That's what he's saying. Why would you have an email address like that in the first place? Yahoo Sexy Bomber. Yeah. You see, so the boss says, okay, you're going to be coming to this firm to work as the head of HR. So how do we send you your letter? Yahoo, girlfriend at Yahoo Sexy Bomber.
Yeah, but how do you even come up with these things? I wonder. I mean, because if you want to be employable, if you want to work in, depends on where you want to work in.
Anywhere you want to work.
If you want to work in a very serious environment like ours, you should consider things like that. You should consider that.
No,
my email will be read out loud.
There's a rule to corporacy. When you want to get to a corporate environment, there's the level of decorum you should have. You don't do what you do privately on that. I think our guest is...
Yeah, I think our guest has joined us, and we're going to try to test if his audio is working. Hello, Mr. Farotimi, can you hear us? You need to unmute yourself so we can hear you.
Unmute your mic, sir.
Mr. Faratimi, can you hear us?
He's unmuted now.
Mr. Faratimi, can you hear us? You need to unmute yourself.
All right. I think we're going through some technical issues right here.
I don't think he can hear us, because if he could hear us, he would, put his mic on. But in the meantime, we're still talking and we want to hear from you. We're sharing workplace cult experiences this morning. How hireable are you? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Who's there? Okay.
All right. You need to turn off your radio when you call us.
I heard myself in his house.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Again, don't worry.
Lagos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Plenty. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just alive.
He's trying
Beautiful
to sound like
morning
he,
yeah. to everyone in the studio.
Good morning.
This is Eben Praise from Unilag.
Okay, Eben Praise.
In a cool car, right?
Definitely, absolutely. Cool okay. environment. All right. Place
okay.
to be.
Okay.
Yeah, regarding your topic, talking about being hireable or employability, I would say most of times, though like the first caller said, he's right. But most of times, the issue is not, from my own perspective, it's not from the hired to be. I mean, the person looking for a job. It comes mostly from the hiree. I mean, those who want to employ now.
Mm-hmm.
Based on experience. Because I have once applied in a company.
Uh-huh.
While I was there, I went through their stages. They said if you did not pass the first stage, you won't get to the second stage. So okay. I passed all the stages. Up to, it's not quite long, just during this COVID-19, early last year.
Yeah.
I was told that, okay, eventually I passed everything and I was sent a message to resume. But okay. after they applied the mail that I cannot resume. I only tested my current ability if I'm still fit into the current interview. Yeah. And wow. the major thing is that the money they were offering a yeah. graduate, if almost a master holder, 40,000 naira.
No.
And not even
fire.
That alone, no. They said after so many deductions, after everything, one will be taking home like 23 or 24,000.
Okay, that's just
that. Was a good thing you declined.
He even took time to apply.
Especially if you had something better.
I think he also was testing his hireability.
Yeah, but for you having such qualifications, I mean, like testing where they'll pay 40K, they don't take you. Thunder.
I like that.
He said it thunder.
Thunder.
Yeah, complete it if you want. But
yeah,
thunder.
You can add anything else
yeah,
you want to add on.
Whatever.
Well, we're still waiting to put our guest on air. Well, because he's an HR expert, he's going to tell us averagely. In case you know, everybody at some point in your life, you're looking to upgrade yourself. You're looking mm-hmm. to, you know, get a new job. What do you need to arm yourself with mm-hmm. to get that job? But in the meantime, you as a person, if you're working in an environment, whether it is, you know, a semi-formal environment or a formal environment.
Okay.
What do you think or how do you think people react to the jobs that they have? Because you see, a job in hand is better than
272 on the advertisement. Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Not this kind of 40,000 naira job.
So we're asking, if you were you and you were hiring you, would you hire you? How that sounds.
I love that. Sounds rhymy. I think Mr. Farutimi is back on the line.
Mr. Farutimi, are you here? Can you hear us?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Oh, finally. Morning. Hallelujah.
Okay, let's do the recap.
Let's welcome Farutimi. You properly.
Let's go. You go with us.
What's up, Lego?
All right, good morning.
I think I'm loving this team already. this is good to know. So how do I respond to what's up, Lagos?
The same way
South Territory in Abuja.
Yes,
you have to say what's up, Lagos, but you're in Abuja. It's okay. Oh yeah, let's go. One, two,
one,
go.
One, two, three, go.
What's up,
Lagos?
Oh, yes, no, Mr. Faratimi, your head is there.
Good morning.
Ailing Lagos. That's fine.
It's
That's
good. It's fine. Good. Lagos is the center of excellence. So for those of you who do not know, Farotimi is an HR expert. He is he has a long bio, but I'm not going to go into that because we do not have time. We have 44 minutes on the clock. But let's start by asking you the simplest of questions. What do you look out for when you're hiring a person for a job, whatever job it is? As an HR person, when you sit in a room with CVs in front of you and the person who owns the resume, what are you looking out for other than the things that you had earlier stated that gives the person or qualifies the person for that job?
Okay, thank you very much. I want to believe this is Marianne.
This is Marianne and Stretch. Yes.
Okay. That's very well. There are a couple of things that we look out for when hiring to fill a particular position within an organization. Before a position is advertised, I want to believe that the organization would have what is called person specification and job description. So now, my name is Larry Farotimi. I'm applying for a leadership position. Do I qualify? What makes me qualify? So I refer to what the organization wants in an organization, in a candidate, for instance. This would include your academic qualification, your experience. There are different kinds of openings. There are different kinds of recruitment. There are some that requires years of experience. Others don't require years of experience. So if the opening or the employment requires years of experience, do you have the adequate number of experience as the client or the organization requires? 10 years, 5 years, 1 or 2 years. Then academic qualification. Are you qualified academically? Then also, before we now begin to go into other technical aspects of head hunting, which would include skills. One, there are several soft skills. Hard skills would have been dealt with by your qualification, academic qualification, your BSc or HND or what have you, your master's, your professional qualification, and whatnot. Then we go into skills, soft skills, leadership skills, personal relationship skills. We're looking at leadership skills, management, workplace ethics, people management skills.
I'm sorry, but that's the area I'm looking at, because you see, I can have all the qualifications in the world. I can tell you that I've worked in this or that, I'm experienced in this and that. But the most important thing is, am I able to work with other people? And how can you tell if I'm able to work with people?
As an HR person, when I'm sitting in front of you after I've submitted all the documents, that I tell you I've worked in the Ministry of Works so I can work. So what do you look out for? How do you see these things as interpersonal skills? Are there ways you can identify those when someone is sitting right in front of you?
Okay. Thank you very much. I didn't get your name.
Stretch.
I know Marianne.
Call me Stretch. I know you will know Marianne. You always will know Marianne. But call me Stretch.
Well, that's very good. Thank you very much, Stretch.
All right, sir.
Okay, so how do you tell when a person is a team player at an interview? There are several questions that you would ask the person. And truth be told, and interview session would not adequately reveal the personality of the candidate that you are hiring at that
particular
time. So
how then are you certain that you're getting the right person for the job? Because you see, we make fun for us who are in this business. We say that they check our temperature to see how
if the person is not where they will employ us.
But how can you tell? Because a person can have, like I said at the beginning, everything that you require. But then when you give them the job, they're maybe sometimes the most cantankerous, the most... And they always say, I'm a people person. But then they turn out not to be a people person. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So In my years of training emotional intelligence, I've always said something that sometimes people have book knowledge. Those ones who have that so-called IQ, very high IQ, to put them on the job, it becomes very difficult for them.
True.
This is where skills come to play.
Okay.
Other times, people will just pick all the big grammar. You throw them on the job, they become stranded. Sometimes you throw them on the job, they become just the direct opposite of some of these things that they have said. An interview will not be able to adequately reveal some of these things. Fine, we ask them some questions, ability to be a team, good team player. We give them, ask them questions that borders on what they have done in the past. Now, so as HR person, you know the kind of question that you ask them, which is going to bring out the best in this.
Are you like an investigator? Because, you know, you see there are people that are like intelligence officials. They look at your body language. You say something, you say one thing, and you're acting out a totally different thing. Are you able to tell? And Nancy has a question for you.
Okay.
You can't adequately tell within the sphere of an interview if someone is going to be a team player.
Okay.
I'll be very honest with you.
Okay.
And this is why in the entire employment and recruitment process, other than the aptitude test which they write before they're onboarded,
mm-hmm.
when you get on the job, there is a stretch of six months, where you are put on probation. On probation. So this, if you are able to successfully cross this probationary 6 or 3 month period, some of these things will be seen.
True.
I can come and speak all the big grammars, but when I get on the job, I get stranded.
True.
I can come and speak all the big grammars, and when I get on the job, it becomes a really big issue for me.
Mm.
This is why we have a provision for this 3 to 6 months, depending on the type of organization that you run, to put them through a period of probation.
Okay.
And your manager, your line manager, assesses you based on some of the points that you were interviewed from to see if you actually
are capable.
Based on what you're.
All right, Nancy has a question before we go on our first break.
Yeah, so my question is as someone looking for a job, applying to his organization, does my cover letter not give me some kind of leverage to the organization? Because when I put forward my cover letter, it says what I'm expected to do for you, what you're expecting of me, and what my qualifications are. And if I put a suitability statement to it, doesn't it give me like...
Oh, does the cover letter serve as big, big English like
exactly.
you called it earlier?
Well, okay. So cover letter is great. Very, very well drafted and great cover letter gives you a leverage. But I tell you, that is not all that it takes. Your cover letter just introduces your personality, introduces yourself into what you have to offer. That is why that is what is called a curriculum vitae, which now details everything. Your cover letter is just 2 or 3 paragraphs that you sign it for. Then you introduce us into your CV.
Okay.
CV details all that a prospective employer wants to see in you. And In some organizations, some HR professional will tell you that, look, regardless of a very nicely crafted CV and cover letter, I still want to have a word with you. I still want to speak to you to know if indeed you represent what you have written out in both your cover letter and your CV. So fine, great. Cover letter is fantastic. It's good. But your real person would differentiate.
Okay, so like what Marianne is saying also, you are still trying to find out more by that interview. You are looking at me, you're hearing me talk, you want to see a little bit more, as much as you can, before the probationary period.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're still talking with Lanre Faratimi. He's an HR expert. He's joining us live via Zoom. He's joining us from Abuja.
Yeah.
Even though we made him scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
Abuja, that place that the road are wide like football field.
But we'll be back after this break because we want to find out about employability. We're talking about how workplace culture affects your output on the job, and of course how to deal with difficult employees. That doesn't mean that we won't have a day for difficult employers.
Yes, we will.
We'll be right back. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Stretch, Marianne, Fancy Nancy still here in the studio. Stay with us. call is to What's Up Lagos, the nation's number one talk station, and it's 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anna Cohn.
So I should say my name because you said your I won't say that my name is Stretch.
Okay, and I'm alone on the show today.
I won't say my name is Stretch and Fancy Nancy is here. I will not say it. Do not make me do that. No.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about hireability, your employability. Yeah. We have an HR expert joining us all the way from Abuja. Larry Farotimi is an HR expert. He's been dishing out gems as to how you can be hireable and what to look out for if you're hiring a person. We see all kinds of complaints, you know, from staff, ranging from not being timely, to not being committed to the job, no value adding, sometimes thievery.
Yeah.
Thievery.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. All right, before we go back to Larry, can I take one or two messages?
Larry? Yes, please. Yes.
All right, this one says, hi, what's up, Lagos? Morning to you. Interesting topic and very relevant. I'm a recruitment. Okay, I'm into recruitment and training, I think you wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Here in the UK, we use a format called STAR, STAR, Situation Task. What you needed to do, your skill set, action, what I did and how, result, the outcome of your actions, issues resolved. They are called scenario questions, and you could be asked about 5 to 10. From your CV and cover letter, these questions will be coined. This process reveals much about your abilities and how you can or will handle the role. Bless, your name is Harry. You send this from the UK. Thank you, Harry.
Thank you, Harry.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. Well done. Well, many Nigerian graduates are not employable. They lack basic and soft skills required to excel at work. Even when they get employed, the attitude is not there. They think, okay, what is it? Okay, yeah, you believe it's okay. Yeah, where employees are skilled, character, okay, it's
a very long one. Very
it's too long.
Long,
it's too long.
One.
Sorry
we
about
can't
that. I
can't
take
all
it
all. It's still long.
It still goes on and on. I'm trying to Titilo Yeoni. Thank you so much for that. It would have been good to
it's like a proper cover letter.
Nice one there.
Anyway, we still have Larry Farotimi on the Zoom call with us now. Larry, before we went on the break, we were still analyzing how you get to actually understand, you know, if a person is fit for the job or not. But then let's move on to something else. Let's talk about the workplace culture and how this can affect, you know, the output of the average person who's working for you. And now, like I said, we see people who are difficult. We have difficult employees. So do we also have difficult line managers. We also have difficult employers. How should workplace culture, what is the poster child of workplace culture? What should it be on a normal day?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Marianne. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to where to start from. Okay, so workplace culture, it's a culture. I'll start by saying is the character and personality of your entire organization. And it's as beautiful as saying that if Marianne is the face of Nigerian Info, then everything that she exhorts, either on the job or outside of the job, as long as she carries the label of the organization, she represents that culture. This is also what many people make of your business. And your culture is very unique to your own business. It can be said as the total sum of your value, your traditions, your belief, your interactions, your behaviors, your attitude. Now, so if the workplace culture is positive, is a positive one, what happens? It attracts great talent. It drives engagement within the stakeholders, within the customers and everyone. Then it brings about happiness and satisfaction. Now, this same workplace culture can be very infectious. Okay. So if it is bad, what you get is a very bad workplace culture, which goes around. If it is bad, it is good, then if it is good, it affects your performance. On the other way around, it brings the best into your own organization. So everyone within your organization should exert the kind of culture, the kind of attitude, the kind of behavioral pattern that you want to see within the organization. It's very important, and it's a strategy that every organization needs to begin to pay attention to.
I'm wondering, Lanre, I don't think that any workplace starts off not wanting the culture to be positive, to be infectious, to value
add. Right.
Mm-hmm. But then down the line, you see that there are certain places where there are divisions, and most times these divisions are because somebody wants to be seen as the best. So competition is good, it can be healthy, but then it gets to a part where it becomes unhealthy, and you start seeing some level of toxicity in workplaces. Now, between 2019 and 2021, a lot of people have had, before COVID, a lot of people had resigned their jobs because of, for mental health reasons. And these reasons were tied to the toxicity in their places of work. Okay. And this is a research that was done, sometime in 2019 and 2020. So I'm asking, how does an organization also make sure, or how careful can you be to make sure that, the great values and the positivity in your organization doesn't, be reduced to a part where, to a point where, you start losing your staff because they feel that the place is toxic. And I've also seen polls on LinkedIn saying that, I left my job because it was toxic. Mm-hmm. I left my job because I wasn't made to feel comfortable. Can organizations get caught up in themselves so much so that this begins to happen and they start losing staff?
That's right. Yes, they can. This happens almost happens in several organizations where workplace culture is not paid attention to. Then things begin to nosedive.
Yeah.
Now, one of the many things which impacts the culture, good workplace culture in the organization, is leadership.
Okay.
Then another aspect of that is management. The practices that is allowed to
thrive,
to grow,
organization. Okay.
Policies and philosophies that every organization imbibe, the kind of people, your mission, vision, and core values. I've worked in an organization before, a financial institution, and when we have our staff meeting, the first thing we do on the Monday morning is for us to read out what the core value of the organization is. Not just for rhetorics, but for us to also remember that everything we do within the organization aligns with the goals.
Okay.
So there are several things that every organization can do. And this starts from hiring. I give you an instance. Richard Branson, the founder
Virgin
of
guy.
Virgin,
mm-hmm.
Virgin, yes, Virgin guy. That sounds horrible.
That sounds, anyway. I agree with you, Larry. I agree with you totally.
Please don't derail me.
Okay,
so, Virgin International plays the most importance on the kind of people that they hire within the organization. They start from their personality, their personalities, beliefs, their value system, the diverse skills and experience that they have, what they do when either they're on the job or when they are not on the job. Because whether you like it or not, your real person cannot easily be differentiated from the person that you bring on the job.
Mm-hmm.
So organization needs to begin to now look into the kind of people that they are bringing on board to work with them. Then what kind of workplace practices do we allow within the organization?
Mm-hmm.
Do we allow impunity to take place in the process of our recruitment and selection process?
Mm.
Compensation, promotion, rewards, and all of that. Do we use favoritism when we're doing promotion and succession planning and all that? So some of these things will affect the workplace culture positively or otherwise.
All right, Larry, we need to take calls because I know that a lot of people want to ask you questions. They want to be part of this conversation and we do not have too much time. So we'll go straight to the phone lines. If you are an employer, an employee, you've left a job because of the workplace culture, or you've been fired because they said that you we're not serious on the job.
Or you want to check out if you are employable, if there are skills, there are things you need to know that Larry can help you with. Let's do this in 60 seconds. Each person, 11-12 is the time, and the phone lines are
0700-993-993-993. You can call 0700-993-993-993. Now, the ladies' line is still down, so unfortunately, we'll just have everybody call on 0700-993-993-993. You can also be send us a message on our YouTube. We have... we're live on YouTube right now, yes. And we're also live, facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM Lagos. And you can send us a WhatsApp message. You can message us on WhatsApp and on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. All right, we'll start with our first caller and then we'll go to WhatsApp. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? And we lost that call. Call us back if you can. We have a message here.
Our message on WhatsApp says, "What's up, Lagos? My name is Mordi Chibuzo from Ogun State. I am 50-50 employable. My social life is shaking. You will get to know me and like me better in about a month. So team playing will take time. I love to learn and be guided properly in order not to mess up, which can be frustrating most times. I am good at resource management, but it gets as easy... It gets as it be if it concern food and Wi-Fi communicative skills. My communicative skills are top notch and I'm a handy person. But the only problem with me is that I am idle. That if I am idle or doing nothing, I will fall asleep."
Okay, your message is really long. Let's go to the phone line.
I think I'll stop.
All right, hello, what's up, Lagos? Oh, goodness. Everybody's trying to call that line.
Everybody's
calling. All right, let's go to another line.
Okay.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
This is the bedroom version.
Just to lie. All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sonia. I'm calling from...
Uh-oh, your line is very, very, very bad. Sonny, I'm so sorry. We lost that call. Call us back if you can.
All right, let me read the message. This one says, "Hi, what's up, Lagos? Morning to you. Interesting topic and very relevant." Okay, that one, I think he sent it earlier. He's sending it again for emphasis. All right, this one is greeting Mimo. She's not here. Okay, me, I need a job, please. Osas, thank you.
Thank you. Well, we have another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up with Lagos?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris, Miriam.
All right, Chris, go ahead.
What up, Madam Nancy?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's okay, my sister Nko is not there, right?
Umar Rapa,
she'll be here later on.
Go on to the question. We don't have
there's
time.
There's a man here. Umar Rapa.
Okay, well, I just make a hello now. Thank you.
Umar Rapper.
All right, thanks for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I wish I could shout, but I'm in the office. Okay. Talking about workplace, right?
Yes.
And why people left. Okay, I left an organization sometime in 2018, and I left because the CEO of the business was constantly trying to make me get at other employees. Okay, something like, I want to pay employees half their salaries this month. And then because I was always in opposition of his views, at some point he started also getting back at me. Okay, sometimes he moves me from one department to another, he reduces my pay. After about 3, 4, 5, 6 months, I had to tender my resignation and I left without getting another job. Wow. Well, thank God, within 1 month, I got a better job and I moved on. So people really need to hold their integrity and not cower at the slightest, bullying by employers, so to speak.
Thank you very much. That's a very interesting perspective. Larry, would you like to quickly say something?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, our caller. There are several ways where we deal with disruptive behavior on the job. And what I think the last caller did was to alienate himself from such behavior on the job. Now, everything rises and falls on leadership within the organization. So here we have an employee who would rather do the right thing, but the system is already working against him doing
the right thing.
Absolutely.
Good thing. This borders on ethical behaviors within the organization. Mm-hmm. While speaking to leaders on ethical behavior, we say that leaders must work more. It's not all in just writing plenty policies for the organization, but our leaders are the people that own the organizations or are the people who manage this organization. Are they willing to work
abide by those policies?
And abide by them. And it took a very, very hard route in dealing with
left
them.
The job.
When we live in an environment that has a culture of if you are not able to beat them, you join them. So now, there are several means whereby you deal with this behavior.
Can you tell us quickly in like 60 seconds so that we can take more calls?
That's right. Organization must train. Then we must take notes and listen. If managers, if team leads are not listening to subtle voices or messages being passed across, then they will be tagged as enablers. That they are the ones enabling all those disruptive behaviors.
All right.
It comes from them.
All right.
Then honest facts must be given. Okay.
A question here from the WhatsApp portal. WhatsApp Lagos, I would love to ask your guest, what does he suggest on how exiting high school students can get internship in organizations? Can you advise or give a talk on this? His name is Joshua. Send that from Lekki. Like someone whose CV is very slim, maybe one sheet.
He just graduated from secondary school.
Secondary school. He get an internship or something. What do you think he should go about it?
Because you see, again, you HR experts always ask for
experience.
And we talked about this some time ago. Yeah. How do they gain these experiences if they don't have opportunities?
22 years old with 17 years experience.
All right. Larry, go ahead.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so as HR professional, we advise that you shouldn't leave a vacuum in your CV. You graduated in 2020, you did NYS in 2021, in 2022 to 2023, you are not doing anything. Get an opportunity for you to do internship with different organizations. In my office here, I have interns in offices very close to me, friends and those that I'm very close to. I place people on internship for them. Other than that, there are government establishments that will take internship. There is an agency, National Center for Artificial Intelligence and Robotics. They take people as internship. Means that Nigeria Information Technology Development Agency, they will give you opportunity for you to do internship. I don't know the process, but I know these organizations will take interns.
These are very good pointers for those who would want to do internships. So this is very good.
Exactly. When I was working in the bank, we were taking internship. We were taking interns. Some were paid, others will come to you and say, listen, don't pay me, just let me learn one or two.
True.
So please broaden your net, widen your horizon, look for organizations, don't just sit at home sending messages on politics, sending messages on what is spending. Go on out and look for places whereby they can employ you as an intern.
All right.
And some of you might just get lucky, you might get permanent placements thereafter.
Okay.
And some NGOs also do tech internships. So please, just broaden yourself.
All right, let's go to the phone lines right now. He says something, don't leave a vacuum on your CV.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Muyiwa.
Go ahead. You have 60 seconds.
I just want to talk about line managers generally.
Okay.
I think is there a way you can tell them that they should be able to accommodate even the stupidest of questions from their subordinates?
Because questions, you ask questions because you want to get new knowledge. Yeah. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Miwa, thank you very much for calling. Sorry, Rich, because we do not have too much time. Miwa has posed a very good question. He's saying, line managers need to entertain the stupidest of questions. He's saying, can we appeal to their sensibilities on that?
Well, how do I appeal to their sensibilities? Number one, I don't even know them. But if you recall some of the things that I said...
I'm sure you are a line manager. I'm sure you have other people working under you, so you are a line manager.
I listen to the people work. They are hearing me now, so they can always come and counter me. I listen to everyone. I listen to them. And I function as a coach. I also function as a mentor because I go out there to train for different organizations. So if I have a dysfunctional process or system within my own organization, then I have a problem. So I mentioned earlier, I said leaders, managers, line managers must take note and they must listen.
Okay.
When they don't take note, when they don't listen, then they become an enabler. This is why leadership takes a lot.
Mm.
Because these people, they want to watch you do the things you do. They want to see how you do things, then they can follow through. So
okay.
When you fall short of their own expectation, that is a problem.
We have so many calls coming in and we have barely 3 minutes to wrap up this conversation.
I need to take this one because it's from Abuja where you are. His name is Sam Pam. He says, some organizations have a very bad culture. For instance, there's a lot of segregation between the white and black guys in this current organization. They are treated badly and like if they are not humans. They indulge punitive measures instead of corrective measures and they operate with a lot of secrecy. They do also tax evasion and all. Yeah? They like cheating the staff and all. What do you think someone should do in that situation?
Quickly.
someone was once walked out of that kind of organization. I'm not going to say that's the best thing to do. However, does this kind of organization give a room for you to speak up when
it doesn't look, no, it doesn't look like so.
It doesn't look like it because he says instead of cautioning your their punitive measures as opposed to cautioning a person.
Talk and die.
this is pretty much difficult because it's obviously a management issue.
Mm.
Like I mentioned earlier, if we are going to look at impact of culture within the organization, everything impacts your culture.
Mm.
Everything affects your organization. And this thing, when you draw them down, you are going to first be looking, we are going to be looking at leadership. So now it strikes me like this particular organization has a very, very, they have a problem with leadership or leaders who are not ready to be ethical in the discharge of their duties. So how do you want to deal with them? If there is anyone who listens to you, who you have their hair, who has your hair, speak to them. If there's none within such
Larry, because we're almost out of time. I would have said, I mean, how can you also trust anybody if you know there's a segregation of sorts? Who would have your ear?
That's why you said if there is.
If
I don't know
is.
How you've discovered that person.
If there is, I put if.
Yeah.
If there is anyone. So in this age and time, 2022 came with a bang, a lot of job losses, job cuts and all that.
Yeah.
You may just want to try as much as possible to do what is right.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, even if doing what is right gets you fired, you may just be able to get a job later. But if you join them in doing what is wrong and they fire you, it becomes pretty much difficult for you to
all
get
right.
a job.
Larry, we have to go. We have to go. We're
so
out
we
of
don't
time.
Get fired.
Yes, we want to say thank you. Larry is Larry Farotimi is an HR expert. He joined us live from Lagos. Larry, you can find him on Twitter at Larry Farotimi. And I'm
from Abuja.
From Abuja,
Lagos.
I beg
Sorry,
your pardon.
Abuja.
Abuja.
Stay in Abuja, I'll stay there.
Find Larry on Twitter at Larry Farotimi and you can ask him as many questions as possible. Thank you so much, Larry, for
thank
being
you,
part
Larry.
Of the conversation.
You've been wonderful.
Thank you, Stretch. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank
you, Nancy.
Thank you. All right. Well, we have to go because bills have to be paid. But Wajay is in the studio after the break. Stay with us.
What's up, Lagos? Hey.
Give it to me, put it on the floor. Put it on repeat once more. Bring bang 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 more. Carry the go. Put it on repeat, put it on repeat one time.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Okay. Hey. Giggy.
What's up, Lagos? Ladies and gentlemen, Wajay is in the studio.
Yay!
Wajay, ring that bell, ring that bell, ring that bell.
Mommy,
what's happening?
Stretch, you're gonna be okay.
Stretch, they're making things up in you. We don't like it.
It's out of love. The love I have for you.
This kind of love.
All right, guys, just so you know, Wajay is in the studio, superstar. I mean, I just told her jokingly that she has de-Rihanna'd us, you know? Oh, a lot of people are always on Rihanna's case to give us this album, but she gave us a baby, so yeah. I mean.
Oh, and I didn't give you people a baby.
No, it's okay.
The album
this is your
now.
Baby.
Manage the album
we're grateful.
The bakery, the oven is still there.
Yes.
No, but apart from that, putting out an album in itself is like a baby because it's like, you know, there's an incubation period and then the whole process and then you put it out. That's like push.
It's okay.
She pushed the album out.
It's okay.
99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Mary Anna Cone. Stretch is in the studio.
My name
studio.
Is Stretch. And Wajay, I told Wajay I had 3 crushes on her. Now there are 2 remaining.
Yes, that's right.
What crush? The first crush?
The bell.
Saudi, another man.
I thought it was the bell.
But you defend yourself now.
No, but let's be honest. I'm for everybody. I'm for no.
Where have I heard that quote before?
The book of Wisdom, chapter 2.
I think it's one only. No. Wait. No. That movie, I think it's one. Is in Nagin. That's a Bollywood movie. Nagina.
So. Yeah.
Which one is Nagin?
Everybody
is a Nollywood movie.
No. It's Kuchi Kuchi Hotahe.
Starring Stretch and Miriam.
I'm for everybody. I'm for nobody.
That is where
I got it.
Yes. What's the name of the movie again?
Nagin Daddy Nollywood.
Okay, guys.
Alex, we can't radio. You bring me
content. Anyway, Wajay, so good to have you in the studio. I like that you just joined our crew.
I love it. Please, can I drop my CV?
You don't need CV. We know you.
You're employed.
You're hired.
Pass the vibe check.
Wajay, but really speaking, the music, creativity comes with some form of scoring, you know, right?
Whoa.
Absolutely, you can't be sane and be creative.
So, what else? No more interview.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've already got the
working.
Yeah, working.
Plug and play.
HR, okay, please bring her some phone. She needs to fill it while she's
here. Yes, and my salary, please. Because I did not
need money now.
Very
what
do you mean?
No, that one is based on airplay.
No. Now, night boss, I tell you, it's Lagos.
What did your boss house has? Neither this house has. Night boss, I tell you, it's Lagos.
You've not seen me advertise myself. Hi, my name is Waji. I'm a musician. I sing in weddings, burial, maybe ceremony. For those of you listening, please come follow me and slide into my DM and, you know, order for me one song.
All right, seriously, let's talk about this album and the timing of this album. I'm looking at some of the songs, you know, everything, No Rush,
yes,
Nobody Master. I'd like to know the idea behind No Rush.
Go to Bill's,
No
Rush. Bills too.
But let's start with No Rush. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I think No Rush is the, will I be correct if I say the streetest song in terms of message? Okay. You know, we live in a time where everybody's trying to keep their head above water, you know, and so people go into different things. If you're on social, this is our social media. If you go there, you see so many things that people are doing just to get money, whether it's right or wrong. And one thing life has taught me is not really to rush to your path. And somehow, you understand, things will work in your favor as long as you keep working hard. So Rush is that Nigerian song that appeals to both the elite and the people in the streets like
so
us.
So I mean, timing is everything. But I see that we played the one that All Day with you and
Tiwa
Savage.
Yes.
Lovely song.
Thank you.
If you're going to ask, let me ask, which one did you think of in the bathroom?
Did you have a bathroom inspiration?
I always have bathroom inspiration. There's always a bathroom inspiration as artists.
Yeah.
But the thing is, truthfully, most of the songs I didn't work on alone. I had writers we had like a writer's camp, you know, I had quite a number of writers also help out with, because I wanted to go out of my usual box, you know. So if you listen to Vibes with Files, which is the first track, you wouldn't even tell this me. You'll be like, who will be the person wasting this song until you? As maybe
really?
If I put my name, which I don't know whether I put my name for the song. So because each time I met a producer, Shout out to Young Willie, shout out to Mastercraft, Jason, Kublon. Yeah, we have like really powerhouses, like great powerhouses as producers on this album.
Wow.
I would tell them, please don't do me. You know that thing when Nigerians they do, hey, mama, they're going to deceive you. Tell mama is sweet, girl. Meanwhile, not deceive.
Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth.
You go sing if now. You say, mama, you know now. Once you use your voice, you go, just sweet. I said, my brother, not tell me anything about voice. Not be we go sing and the audience.
Yes.
I love the pigeon.
Very pure. The pure.
Oh my God.
Undiluted.
I'm sorry. I forgot my mama. Yes. And I have red hair today. Oh,
yes.
Sorry, my darling. Let me come back to my bougie self. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, that was Sister Holiness Righteous. She's not okay. This is Waje speaking now.
So, Waje, what's the idea behind this album? What message are you trying to send? Because you see, every album has a theme.
It's simple, my sister. I'm not going anywhere. I'll see you.
Oh, so you're trying to tell the haters.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me look at this one. Talk and do. I see the whole Nigeria.
I know somebody that you say talk and do.
Talk and do. How did you get people? I mean, because I'm trying to check everybody's you. I mean, I'm seeing Banky W, I'm seeing Two Baba, I'm seeing Timmy Dakola, I'm seeing yourself, Shane Kuti.
Yeah.
How did you get everything?
Truthfully, Talk and Do is not really my song. Okay. It's Banky's song. Okay. And we did the song, when did we do it? Like, I think last year or something like that. Yeah, last year.
Okay.
Because, you know, we believe in Nigeria. We believe in the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We believe that 70% of Nigerians are young people from the ages of 18 to 35.
Yes, actually.
And Banky's my brother. We go to the same church. And I believe in his vision. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really do. You know, and other young people who are coming out to say, let's take power into our own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the concept of Talk and Do. You know, he wanted to send a message. It's one thing for everybody to come out and shout and say, hey, now, wow, our country is this. Yeah. But let's do the talking and also do the doing.
Yeah. I like that this is the concept of the song. And very timely, because you see, there's 2022 has a lot of surprises.
Hey.
2023 will have more surprises.
Mm.
But then there's
Betty
also
just one surprise in 2023.
Better surprise.
Wait. I'm getting somewhere.
Yeah, go there.
It's very easy for us, like you say, to talk and make noise.
Yes, and get drowned in all that noise.
Yes, and there's also that possibility that we might just go back to sleep. How do we
know, too?
That's what I'm asking.
It's
my
not likely.
Sister, we are not going to go it's back
makes,
to sleep.
What makes you think so? Because this is, because you see, once, when we're making reference to things like this, we're looking at antecedents. This is what
I
this is
absolutely
who we are.
Agree. Yes, yeah. It's who we are. But I also think that we've gotten to a point of frustration that we're living in the reality of it. Mm. Initially, you know, it was people in the poor, really, that, you know, felt the pinch. Mm-hmm. And the middle class and the upper class felt, okay, you know what, let's speak for the poor, you know, in their, mm-hmm. you know. But nah, it's not leashing everybody.
Emphasis on leashing.
Yes. If it's not touching you in the markets of the increase in food, it's it's touching you in education. Everywhere. Your children are home. Fuel and diesel. Your road. Today I came, my manager had to come and beg me because now my car is doing So if we want to go and buy Bentley, which road do you drive the Bentley?
Where do you bend it to?
So it's reaching you everywhere. And now you've heard the whole thing about FX and
if you buy dollar, you are going to jail.
You're a criminal.
Absolutely, you're a criminal.
Yeah.
You know, so these are real things happening to people. And now it's not just the poor. And guess what? Lagos is a city surrounded, so the middle class, they are just right in the middle, and everything else that is surrounding you is the poor. Turn to this junction.
Poor.
It's a slum.
We live amongst them.
Yeah, in the midst of the most expensive lands and real estate. Turn left.
Batches.
Go to Banana Island.
Slum.
Yes.
My brother, you're the top Banana Island. Go inside like a first one. Get one fence, wear white like that, where they use paint.
Yes.
Take it's on Freedom Way.
Mm.
Just,
behind it.
Just go across the. It's a slum because my church does community service there.
Yeah.
So, it tell me why you will not wake up and do the needful if it's now coming to your doorstep. At some point, you are the person that the poor will be able to reach.
I mean, you see what happened when, you know, the NSARS protest was hijacked. We saw the people who were the recipients. We saw that it was us.
Yeah.
It's us that they can quickly reach.
Yeah, because you're the people they see. Something happened recently, maybe about 2 months ago on Admiralty. No, not Admiralty. What they call this road that leads you?
Lekki Epe Express Road.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but I saw a truck. I think a truck hit somebody.
Yeah.
You understand?
And it ablaze.
Yes, and it was set ablaze. But it's the truck that hit the person. Yeah. But then people start destroying other people's cars. Oh, there was a Land Cruiser that his car was
shattered.
Yeah. Why? What does that guy have to do with the person who he...
Frustration.
That's what I'm saying. People would turn their anger to the nearest person that they can reach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like
you're safe,
open up your eyes, because it's coming to your doorstep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there are a lot of people who are excited to have Wajay in the studio. Well, the phone lines are open. You can call and say, what's up, Lagos? But then we've got messages coming in already.
Yes, someone says, what's up, Lagos? I'm delighted to hear Wajay in the studio. I became a fan since the days of...
My brother, we don't upgrade ammo. My sister.
He says, please tell her I love her. And love I want to know how I can send her my music as a writer.
Obed.
You have come. All right, another one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. In the studio, Victor texting from Eleganza. Please, I want to ask about some other people.
Okay.
All right, this one says...
Go down.
I will not go down, Jesus.
Amen.
Okay.
All right, so we're done with messages there.
Well, the lines are open. Wajay is here to promote her newest album. I said, she birthed a new album.
I birthed a new album.
I'm excited about it.
Thank you.
It's good to see. Because you see, it's very, very rare these days to see guys, the sounds that you used to hear, the voices that you used to hear back here. Yes, they mostly faded away into maybe activism, et cetera, et cetera. But you stayed. Even though I would categorize you as... seasonal, you know when to come, and you always come with a message. I think one of my favorites before now is I wish I didn't have a heart. Was my favorite for a long time.
You got the heart now.
Yes.
It's how many times have you chopped burgers?
This one. My sister.
She has a restaurant.
I do that with all the love in my heart.
There's no love in that ring.
0700-993-993-993. Wajay is live in the studio. And if you'd like to talk with her, she's here. We're still talking. I like the fact that, Wajay, you're not just here to talk about the music. You're talking about how it resonates with the people and, of course, the responsibility that you have. Because, you see... I was talking some time ago about how we look at our models. We look at the people that we... people that we... tailor ourselves after.
Or aspire to be.
Yes, and half the time, these people don't tell our young stars the truth. They're looking at the glitz, they're looking at the glamour, and we see that, unfortunately, in today's world, nobody really wants to work hard to go through the process.
True.
We want to move from start to finish.
And
then we cut off the middle.
Yeah.
And so it's beautiful that we have somebody like you in the studio to tell people, to walk people through your process, because it's very easy to get carried away that,
soft.
They do not know the water that goes under the bridge.
I don't have it soft at all. I work like
hard.
Sometimes I have to pinch myself. Is it normal? Like, even my manager Alex. So when we released the album, he was like, "You know, you're about to go hard, Abby." So the thing is, I understand why a lot of young people think that it's easy, but I feel that it's also our job to show them the process.
Okay.
You understand? Because sometimes in that anger or disappointment, or I don't know if disappointment is the word, but in that, you guys are not serious situation, we leave them to figure it out by themselves. And in that figuring out, they make too many mistakes that still cost us.
Mm.
True.
Because it's an industry, and a win from one person is a win for everybody.
Oh. Yes.
So you have to be careful that people in your industry don't make too many mistakes that will cost you in the long run, especially if you're still eating from that industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have a lot of young people that I mentor. You know, there's a young man called Imi Laws. He's just working on his own project, but he's on my album. And the reason why I put him on the album was because we wanted a situation where we could showcase him to the world.
Mm.
I have songwriters between the ages of 18, 19, 20 that worked on my last project.
Catching them young.
Yeah, Heart Seasons. In short, I don't think I even wrote any song on Heart Season. Okay, except one. Yeah. And then on this album, YJ 2.0, I would probably change a few phrases, but more young people.
Talent.
And content is crude. So basically, you are establishing them early. You're giving them the opportunity to start making their money early. So 10 years down the line, they still have crude.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's important. Sometimes people expect, give away, do the... I feel like it's your foundation.
Oh, and this is the giveaway age.
Yeah. And it frustrates me, to be honest.
All of us.
But this, you know, working on your foundation is what is key for me. So, yeah.
All right, we'll go to the phone lines right now. Oops.
Yeah.
0700-993-993-993.
All right, we lost that call, but hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yo, Lagos.
What's up?
Gege, it's Flurry.
Oshé Bades. Yeah.
Oh. The odds today go.
Energy.
He wants to show you that he has more
energy.
Wow. That one is for YG on the
stage. Hey!
I'm glad to hear that she's online.
Don't mention.
Yeah, this is Eben Praise calling again from Unilag.
Okay. Hi, Eben. Hi.
Yeah. But yeah, my question, I'm actually more encouraged by your songs, but my major question is because most of us that are like upcoming, people that are grooming, working on ourselves, you talked about having some mentor, people that you mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So like my question is that how will people like us who are just like trying to come up, though I've been singing the population of over 500,000, things like that in it, my church, but we are just in need of platform to help us.
Mm-hmm.
So how can someone like Eben Praise connect to you for mentorship?
Okay, I think we get that question. Thank you very much, Eben, for calling.
Thank you, Eben. Eben, so first of all, follow me on all my social media, Twitter, Instagram, all that. Official YG on Instagram, Twitter, because sometimes I have announcements and things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do like short live. I have a short live seasonal music gig I do that
really?
Basically I project more up and coming artists.
Lovely.
You know, so so many I've never met. There's a young man from Port Harcourt, I think, that was on it. There's another lady from Enugu that
you
that
do
was
your in. Instagram?
No, I do it at Live Lounge in
really?
VI.
Wow.
So yeah, so I did it the whole of Christmas. It was every Sunday, the whole of Christmas and the whole of January. And we're coming back again. So these are the little ways I can help with a platform to showcase yourself, Eben. But also understand as well that you are at, right now, the world is a global village.
Yeah.
And you have all that opportunity with your social media. Even I am still trying to figure out myself on these socials. But I know that when it resonates with one, that one will spread it to the other person. So sometimes, yes, physical platforms are great, but you don't know the market that you have and the reach that you can get with your social media. So use that a lot. The problem with many artists is that they want platforms, but they are not showing themselves as musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So you come on their platform, you see their fashion, you see their stuff, but you don't see the music.
No music.
You don't see the acapellas. Boy Spice. I remember posting Boy Spice on my Insta story like 2 years ago, and look at him now. He's with Don Jazzy. And so it's things like this that push you and push your brand.
Yeah.
So please, Eben, use that. It's a platform. Not be disappointed.
All right, turn down the volume of your radio. What's up, Lagos? Go ahead.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yes. What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Hey, don't do.
Don't do. This is your Abuja vibe.
Ah, hey. Well done, mm-hmm.
So wide road.
Hello.
Hi, how far now?
Fine. I like super. Your music.
Oh, thank you. You don't listen to the new album. I better go listen to Ramu.
I have four beautiful daughters. Mm. I want one of them to become a musician.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You say?
I said that's beautiful. Yes, good.
Yes.
So what are you doing?
I'm a driver. I did not go to the funnel.
Oh, nice. So how are you helping her become a musician?
They go to school now.
Okay.
And she's in choir now. The particular one I want to be a musician.
Mm. Okay.
In fact, she joined all the society in the church.
No, not good thing, no, not good thing. But the one thing I go tell you, sir, now that she's in school, help her acquire a skill in music. So if she plays the guitar or a piano, if you ask me, I'll tell you, let her play one instrument, but let her also go and learn sound engineering. You will not regret it. You see, Thames, one of the biggest things that Thames did for herself is being a producer. So it helped her develop her sound.
Mm,
you understand?
Very important.
So very, very important.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.